have 130,000 fucking stories. Okay? The immigrant story.
Yeah.
So you keep asking questions and you're going to be in trouble because we're going to be here for about a month and a half.
Hello everyone and welcome to the More Than Backpacking podcast episode number 13. I hope you're having a bloody fantastic day wherever you are in the world. It's a beautiful day here in Medellin, Colombia. This episode is raw recordings of myself and my friend James having a conversation with Alex whilst we were on breakfast duty in Ivy Hostel in Medellin. It's a great hostel if anyone is ever in Medellin, by the way. Alex is a right character. Big, loud, Cuban-American, but with a heart of gold that we found. We had a few interruptions along the way, but it's amazing how the conversation evolved from just a small chat into something where we both had real common interests and goals in life to help people. And it was on the morning of when we were hosting a movie and ice cream day for the kids of Comuna 13 here in Medellin, who we'd grown so fondly of. It's an inspiration to hear from a 55-year-old that he's looking forward to the next 55 years and all that's to come with it. And the positivity he brought to the kitchen whilst we were cooking up some eggs for the guests was brilliant. So, and we had a great chat. We had to do a bit of work as well, but it's an inspirational conversation and I hope this can inspire somebody no matter what age. That's enough for me. Hope you enjoy the show.
You guys for a long time. Fintech, sales. So most recently, about it's been about a year now, I guess, I was selling data to banks. So I too, like both of you, wanted to.
Sorry, I just continued.
No, I wanted to, you know, put a bullet in my head just about every day I woke up. So.
I mean, I'm not gonna lie, I wasn't like that.
No, you like.
I just prefer this, if you know what I mean. But that's something that it's even more understandable if you were like that, that why you're gonna come.
And I'm exaggerating, you know, a little bit.
You're doing your life story. I like
to. Oh, yeah, stories. No, please. He's even recording, my God.
Did you just came to Colombia?
So I came, I left San Francisco on the 14th, but I had so many changes of flights that I missed my flight to Bogota in Miami, and my flight was delayed in Chicago. So I stayed overnight in Miami, and I got here on the 15th to Bogota. So about a year ago, year and a half ago, I mean, she's still technically my wife, but we haven't been together in a long while. Even though we've been living in the same house, and we have two incredible daughters. We're 14 and 11, and that, you know, it's our lives, really. But I finally moved out, but I moved like 5 minutes away from the house because she has to work in the city, so she commutes into the city 3-4 days a week, and then I'm the one who's kind of around for the girls a lot. Not all days, but a lot, 3-4 days. So I work remote. Well, I used to work remotely just to do stuff in the morning.
From home, yeah.
So a lot of stuff from home, and then and when I moved out and I left fintech, I was like, you know what, I'm not getting any younger, and forever, I mean, I did this when I was your age for like almost 3 years.
Yeah,
I didn't get a real job for like 3 years after university. And my parents, to their credit, were pretty cool. They were like, it's your life, you know. We're not giving you any more money. And I never asked them for a dime after I graduated. You know, in fact, I moved back home and then I started paying rent. You know, I started helping. And I was, you know, like what you guys, you know, I moved back for a while and I get like 3 jobs, you know, like waiting tables and tending bar and doing landscaping or whatever the hell, you know, work like 7 days a week
to get a bit cash rich.
Yeah. And then after, you know, 3-4 months,
See you later. Adios, chico.
I'll be back.
I like it.
One-way ticket from 1987. There was one of the first discount airlines. It was called People's Express before all of you were born. And I bought a one-way ticket from Newark, New Jersey to Brussels for $189.
Wow.
Sure.
What was the plane like?
Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
It made it.
It didn't make it.
That's the next part of the story.
It made it. I met a really wonderful young American woman at the airport waiting for the plane in Newark.
Oh, you didn't ruin your trip at the airport, did you?
What's that?
You didn't ruin your trip and get a woman on the
first
day.
Rule number one at the airport.
Rule number one.
We had a nice time in Brussels. And I had $1,600. This is 87.
Yeah.
A one-way ticket, and then I had a visa, right? That was empty. And I said, when I run out of money, wherever I am, I'll pull out the plastic and fly home. And I had Let's Go Europe. Used to be.
What's
the,
that? A college.
It was a budget travel guide.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know, it was a big
like a
book.
Yeah, like a book. Yeah.
When you say visa, you mean a card?
Like yeah, so I had a credit card.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
That was empty.
Yeah.
So I figured wherever I was, when I ran out of money or whatever,
it would get you home at least.
Yeah, I'd just give you back in one piece.
Yeah, now you feel
it. Yeah. Yeah, I was in Switzerland. I did the South because it was cheaper. And I speak Spanish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I was there almost 4 months.
Where did you go?
I landed in Brussels, and then I just headed south.
Like
so,
France, Spain, Portugal.
Yeah, I'm Cuban American, and both of my parents were from Cuba, and they look like me. They're European as opposed to Afro-Cuban. So our people are from northern Spain, they're from Galicia.
Mm-hmm. Galicia, yeah.
Yeah, a lot of black Irish and
it's
I think
Portugal, is it?
Huh?
It's close to Portugal.
It's the one province of Spain that is above Portugal.
Yeah.
And it's, so therefore it's on the Atlantic.
Yeah, yeah.
And then like most people who've immigrated throughout the world, they're on an ocean.
Yeah.
Right? Like most of the Chinese around the world are from Guangdong, right? From the south, on the ocean, on the coast.
Coast, yeah.
So, yeah. I couldn't get, so I, Brussels, down Bordeaux, and through Spain, and Portugal.
Did you go and see your family then? Did you have family to go and visit?
No.
No. But did you go there to visit, like, the area?
Yeah. It's really trippy to be in a place like thousands of miles from where you're from. And
yeah,
you go
yeah.
there and everybody fucking looks like you.
It's
fucked up. It's like, oh my God, it's my uncle. That looks like my
yeah.
cousin. He's my cousin's double. That's pretty cool. Santiago de Compostela.
So how long were you in South America for? For 3 or 4 months you said you'd take off.
Yeah, I don't know until they throw me out, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, the best place so far.
Huh?
What do you enjoy, what place do you enjoy some, like the best so far? The best place you've experienced so far?
When the world?
In South America.
Good question.
It's a great question.
It's a hard question. Don't they ask me that? I don't know. So
it's pretty subjective also. Like, depends what happens to you in that moment. Like, you had a girl in Brussels, of course you loved Brussels.
I hated Brussels.
Oh, I was
okay.
Gonna say. That's the difference
nobody,
between the male and the female.
Nobody loves Brussels. Nobody loves Brussels. Almost nobody. Where are you from, darling?
I'm from Croatia.
Ah, wonderful.
You had to double check
your first name again.
Iris.
Iris. Ah, oh, Croatia, very interesting. Yeah? And what are you doing? Good. Good. At your age, anybody who says to me, well, I'm going to do this. Oh, my God. I mean, that's fine. But it always worries me a little. I'm less worried when the answer's like that. Well, the answer is, I haven't a clue, man. I'm 24 years old. What do you want from me?
I'm close.
She's a bit older, really.
A bit older. Yeah.
Well.
And I act a bit older.
Nah.
She's got a few years on us, you know what I mean, Alex?
Yeah. Well, she looks like she's younger than all of us.
You see, he thought that you were older, too.
Oh, all right. I'm only joking.
Chico.
Oh, I thought you were calling one of the guys.
I know, I'm excited then.
Yeah, one of the guys, the short
one. We're joking, but I'm making people breakfast.
Oh, you're what? Who's talking?
The girl that speaks Spanish.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
She's from Miami.
She's
living in Miami as well.
Yeah, she's from Miami. Oh, my God.
I've got a friend in Miami, actually, Cuban.
Oh, yeah? Yeah, you need to stop talking to them immediately. Just blow them off right now.
No, they're good.
If you know what's good for you, don't ever talk to them again. We're nothing but trouble and fun.
Good, fun jungle.
Yeah.
So, all of your friends who went to work straight away out of college,
they're ready to kill themselves now.
What, because they never done it? They never got, never went and explored? Did any of them then quit a job and go, fuck it? And
almost none of them.
Yeah.
I'm still close friends with many of them.
Once the kids come.
Yeah.
But it's like that thing, they don't know any different, do they?
Yeah, it's true.
You might go on holidays and things and wish that, oh, I wish I was here about my family. So, if you have a family holiday.
If I may ask, how old are you guys?
25.
Yeah. I think you're doing exactly the right thing. You know?
How old are you?
I'm 117.
Is that it?
I thought you were going to say I look great for 117.
No.
No, fucking Damon. You are from the Midlands. You don't know that, but your people back in the day, you're not from the Midlands. You're from like a cave somewhere back.
It is speaking.
Well, I don't know. How old am I?
As old as you feel.
There you go. But come on, Damon. You started it. No, I did.
Just asking an innocent question.
I did. Hold on. You know a little about my background, my life, so that kind of informs it some.
Don't want to upset you, Alex.
Yeah.
I reckon 47.
And here I thought we were going to be friends, Dan. 47? I'm going to be 56 next month.
There you go. Had me worried there for a minute.
But you were, you got it.
You shot. I'm sure you got a great head of hair on you, Alex. I'm telling you.
You shot. You were smart, as obvious as the case. You shot low so as not to offend. But that's okay. I'll take that, you know.
And why that goes.
He's the more sensible one. You're the one who's out there saying shit and meeting the girls at first or whatever. You know. And then they come and they realize the deal. And then they end up with James because he's going to be the good one, the faithful one, the nice one, the one to have the family and be good to the kids and bring her the paycheck and hand it to her.
He started off well. You should have stopped after they go for James.
I was in where I just came from. There's a family I met that I befriended and stuff, and the girl's 18, he's 28, they've been married for a couple years.
She's 18,
and he's 28.
What, she's married at 18, or is it the child?
Yeah, no, she's married.
Really?
Come on, they have kids at 14.
Where was it? Oh, wait, here. Was it here in Colombia?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
They're out in almost at Panama. It's
okay,
a part of Colombia that right before Panama in the Caribbean. Anyway, nice couple, you know. I became friends with the mom and the young daughter.
Where is it?
I'll show you some pictures.
What's the name of it?
Huh?
The name of the place?
Okay. You gotta go to this place. It's called Sapsurro.
You've been there?
You've been to Sapsurro?
Yeah.
Yeah? What are you doing here?
We did the sandblast trip. So we came into Capurganá.
Yeah, Capurganá. Yeah. Right. Right. Well,
we continue, sir.
So he works construction. He's actually a bright guy. He finished high school. You can tell he's a bright kid. He brings up the paycheck every week or whatever, and he just gives it to his wife. And that's not unusual.
That doesn't surprise me that's not unusual, yeah.
And they live with her mother. The mother was working at the place I was staying at. A cheap little place. She was the gal who cleaned everything and cooked everything and washed everything. We became friends. And then I'm here to try and help. So I work with kids, I work in orphanages sometimes, stuff like that. And I do stuff back home. I'm starting to do it more on this trip. So
you're us in 20 years. Are you here today?
Yeah.
We've got these kids coming here today. Mm-hmm. If you're around.
What time?
12, 1 o'clock.
Fuck. Alright. I can come back.
Yeah.
I can come back. Yeah, I'll get you. Leave it there.
And until, continue the story. So you befriended the family. Were you just pointing out about the...
Thank you so much.
Thanks. Yeah. Were you pointing out about the way that he'd give the paycheck to
He just comes home. He didn't even tell. The mother's the one who told me, because I said, man, he's a good guy. You know, she said, he's amazing. She says, he comes home, he doesn't drink much. You know, I would bring him a beer. The end of the day, they cook for me. So I brought him a beer. You know, I'm like, man, that's fucking working. Is that in the heat out there? It's fucking 85 Fahrenheit.
On the coast as well.
Yeah, it's 30 degrees Celsius. Now, you know, it's like in July. So yeah, no, I was just like, you know, anathema to me, right? Like, what? Give my wife my paycheck? Well, first of all, I'm fucking giving it to her already, and then some. But don't take that the wrong way. My ex is cool. We're cool. She's cool. But it's just for us. It's like what? You know?
But it's almost like a very traditional way of living, isn't it?
It is.
But us coming from the more developed world, it just seems a bit backward. They're just less along the line, aren't they? Really?
It's
different. It's just different. You know, that's what I keep coming to. Is like, man, it's not better or worse necessarily. It's just fucking different. I often, and sometimes with certain things, I think it is better. But, you know, it's like trying not to make judgments, right? I guess trying to just say, okay, well, this works for them. This works for us. I don't know. It's like, okay. Where do I fit? What works for me?
Yeah. But that's a test, really, to see what does work. So some people might come down here and live like that. From the US,
Does he not have any hobbies or anything he likes to spend his money and try and do?
I'm sorry?
Does he not have any like hobbies or anything he likes to spend his money doing?
Like gym. Just recording. I'm in the background.
Right now he doesn't have any hobbies. Am I going to have to separate the two of you? Am I going to have to, like, fucking...
It's right, we've got a week left, and then...
You are?
We can just separate before I kill
him. Yeah. No. That's how it works. I don't think he has any hobbies right now. Right now his hobbies are working his ass off, saving every penny, so they can move to Panama, where the mom and the daughter are moving in, like, 3 or 4 weeks. They have more family in Panama.
Is that common for people on the coast to go to Panama, do you know?
Yeah, it is. Because if you can get in, well, if you're traveling illegally, which some people I met, you know, it's on the way to the U.S.
Yeah, so you're a step closer.
Right.
Yeah,
and Panama has a very long history with the U.S.
Yeah.
For better or worse. And so that if you get to Panama and you're there legally, you have a better chance of getting to the States. But what I always feel like telling them is,
we've got some kids in the
community. Nobody
knows today. Isn't it funny? They're all coming this way and we're going that way.
Yeah.
Seriously. I tell them, I said, you're dying to get there and I'm dying to come here.
Spend some time with
them. Well, not everybody in the US is dying to come.
If you're
chilling
today.
If I had money, I would literally.
Most Americans.
If you even knew like what I went through yesterday.
We're good hearted people.
I tried to get, basically,
really are,
I was trying to get.
Most Americans are.
From the guy that I work with.
Yeah.
Let's say ill-informed.
Wrapped around his waist, and the guy that came with was my roommate.
Caught in their
and
own little matrix
of
the world, don't
kind of
get
him come upstairs,
I think.
Come downstairs from
but
his apartment.
I think you probably agree.
When I asked for a refund.
And I'm not sure that many folks in England are much different.
No, it's
not.
Depending
apartment.
On where
you're
from.
You know, like, I was just like,
did
I
your,
in your apartment when
so it's your parents who moved from Cuba?
Yeah,
I wasn't
going
to steal it from him. I wanted to like mess with him. So he came downstairs wrapped in chains around his waist.
My mom came legally
and locked the door while I'm sitting
with her family
on my bed packing, all ready to leave.
In 1955.
So
unusual for a number of reasons. Number one, they came legally.
You know what I mean? That's not unreasonable.
Yeah. Number two,
I give no refunds.
They came in 55 and the Cuban Revolution was in 59.
Yeah.
So that's when most of the exodus of folks from Cuba started, was after the revolution.
Yeah.
If you know
so
him.
I can't, like, me, I was
my father
face, like, but I couldn't. He's like,
went
man.
To the States in 55 also.
So
they met in
I'm
New York. My parents
like,
met in
New
York.
York.
And my father went, well, I guess
North.
Initially he went legally
no,
also.
Try,
he went on a
you can try to open the door.
30-day
yeah.
tourist
saying,
visa.
Right. You get up and come.
And then
did he miss his flight home?
In English, he said
darn.
Spanish,
that always happens, doesn't it?
Didn't quite make it. It was running for the door.
They said no more. That's it.
Like, I'm a fuck. Don't fuck with me. And Spanish is like, the way I
see
Sarah, I
so your mom.
Give you some advice real quick. So, you know, already mentioned.
She must have been.
And
like
I was like, open the door.
Or
right now.
And she came over.
Early
20s. Yeah,
something like that. 21,
22.
Yeah, they met in New York.
What, did she live there?
No! Would you
did
you lock me in the room?
Did your parents live there for a bit before
door,
they came sort of back to
they met in New York.
Just on like, vacation,
no,
was it? Or were they living there?
They were living there. They met at a party in the apartment building where they both happened to be living.
Yeah.
They didn't know.
Mason tried to open the door. Everybody else tried to open the door.
But they met at a party and
left.
I have 130,000 fucking stories. Okay? The immigrant story.
Yeah.
So you keep asking questions and you're going to be in trouble because we're going to be here for about a month and a half. I'm happy, don't get me wrong, Damon. I'm happy. I love talking about it. But it is all the quintessential.
He trained too, just like me, but he was way bigger than me.
so I knew, like, I'm hurt, I can't, I'm not gonna try anything, and I can't, I don't know what.
Yeah, I'm gonna
dude has chains on him.
Did you go back to Cuba as a child then?
I've never been.
Really?
So, yeah,
I'm one of the few in my family who hasn't been, but I'm going to go in next summer. Yeah, I'm going to take my 14
years. That's that situation.
That's why
yeah.
I'm also
going to
go
for the summer.
Room.
That's
yeah. crazy.
I mean, if you're around today,
my 14-year-old will come through.
They're going to be here that
morning. As long as she
that's
wants.
That's awesome, yeah. I'm definitely going to try.
He was
the Rolling Stones
studying English in Cuba.
Who, sorry?
My dad.
Okay, yeah.
You know, in the early 50s, he knew he wanted to come, and he was studying English. She's only heard this story about 100 million times, because she lives in Hialeah, or grew up
my
in
dad, yeah, my dad's apartment was, when I was growing up, was 183rd and 67th Street, and I lived in Biscaya, right over the county line on West Broward.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I'm right there, and they were both, like, 5 miles apart, and their office was on 196 in Dura.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, so yeah. All through Miami.
So, wait, where'd you go to high school?
Everglades. Everglades.
I went to Sunset.
You went to Sunset?
I went to Miami Sunset Senior High School.
What the hell?
117 years ago.
Shut up. It's not 117. Coral Gables is 117 years old. Coral Gables High School.
Braddock wasn't built yet.
Oh,
I didn't know Braddock. I left and the whole thing. The Miami Marlins weren't there.
Marlins
came.
Call them the Florida Marlins. Goddamn.
Is it Florida now?
No, it's Miami now. They
oh,
were
used
Florida.
To Florida.
Yeah, they were the Florida Marlins. Now they're just Miami Marlins because now we have the Tampa Bay, the Buccaneers.
Rays.
Yeah, the Rays. Right. No, not the Buccaneers. The Rays. We have Jacksonville something else up there, so they couldn't call them Florida Marlins anymore.
Yeah.
They're from the same area, ish.
Yeah.
Blood wise.
Wait. So your mom is from
Columbia. You should for here.
Oh. Oh, that's your mom.
No, no. She was just born and raised here. Yeah, she's in Miami.
And your dad is from Puerto Rico.
Puerto Rico.
Boricua.
Yeah. And then we spent a lot of time in Venezuela.
Almost Cuban.
I'm like
this close.
I'm like 25%.
This close. You want,
you
know?
A Cuban accent. I still got that. It's like living in
everybody in Latin America. By the way, if you guys haven't gotten this yet, everybody wants to be Cuban.
Shut up.
You know, it's almost.
It's the opinion of the
Cuban. Yeah, but in Miami, it's true. Even like gringos have to speak Spanish, and most likely you speak Cuban Spanish, like que hola, sere, like things like that, like just to like lingo, like just stuff.
Yeah.
You won't like even if you're white American, you will not get a job in Miami unless you speak Spanish. Absolutely not.
It's tough. Because
no,
it's not just the Cubans now. It's everybody
else. I've
always
been there for 33 years, so don't speak English.
Everywhere in Miami, like that's not in a certain area.
Well,
what I'm saying is
Miami's small compared to cities that people know.
Yeah.
Like if you, but it's huge to us. Like Miami's gigantic.
Miami's like the capital of Latin America.
Yeah.
It's like the place where.
That's why I'm going back. Honestly, my job is in for UFC North Miami Beach. I'm right there. No, I'm on Biscayne Boulevard. I'm on Biscayne Boulevard. And Miami Shores now is gentrified. Miami Shores, Alapata, and.
Alapata,
and Little Haiti, all gentrified. Apartments are going for $1,200. Studios, ridiculously beautiful, brand new.
Little Haiti's gentrified.
Everything, all of that. Wynwood is gentrified.
Wrong.
It's horrible. Overtown is gentrified. Everything.
Overtown.
Overtown is literally. My cousin lives in Miami Shores. She was robbed a couple weeks ago, but. And you feel that type of shit still happens, but. No, it's
she could consider it a tax.
But she's like a journalist for the Miami Herald. So she's like, you know, like you're on the beat, like those 7 people.
Yeah.
So they all live there.
Wow. Gentrified.
I'm probably going to put a bunch of stuff on that free food thing because I bought enough food for a whole goddamn army in here. What I'm saying, 4 months.
So everybody will take it.
And I have this that I will make the house smell like tripe and intestines for a day, but you will
seriously?
Love it.
You're gonna make that tonight?
Yeah, I might make it tonight, but one day. Soon, have chunchurria. This is a cow, the large intestine of the cow.
Really, yeah?
Yeah.
It's
weird, but it's.
Do it Tuesday.
Tuesday?
Yeah, we're gonna take what's
up. No, do it Monday night. I'm leaving Tuesday.
Definitely make it one day, everybody's prepared for a shit smell. I remember the first day I made it in the other apartment, they were like, Steph basically thought today, how can I make the house smell like shit rolled in shit? Tripe. But it's delicious. It's awesome.
Have you guys, has everybody been to the escalators?
Yes.
Yeah? Worth it?
Yeah. It's a cool tour.
Yeah.
If you do that as part of, like, they have a free walking tour up there, so.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. That's, it's like, it's, it's better to do it with that because you just get everything explained.
Right.
Everything. You could just go up there, but, like,
yeah,
you have to do it with the tour and you learn everything about the area.
The only museum I'm really interested in seeing is, El Museo de las Memorias.
Yeah. Fuimos.
Yeah?
That's good.
Really good.
What's the matter with you two?
Well,
exactly is the matter? What's the matter with you two?
There's a cat somewhere.
Stump kids. You go to the museum they don't want you to go to. You're not, like, following the party line here. You should be married. They're planning about your first kids. What the hell's the matter
with
you?
There you go, for that. Who doesn't want us to go to the Memorial?
What, the tourism industry.
Oh, really? Yeah, because we asked our Colombian friend yesterday, because it's free. So it's all just donor-based. Like, rich people obviously just contribute to it.
Yeah,
not government-based.
Yeah.
It's amazing, man.
Yeah, it's really good.
Yeah.
Fucking sad, but it's good. It's what it's meant to be, really.
Of course.
It's nothing but. Francisco!
Yeah.
Hola, tutto bene?
What's the huh?
Ah, what's the fall?
Hola, Portuguese.
Oh, God. ¿Cómo está? Eu não falo português, eu falo portanhol.
Portanhol?
De portanhol?
Yeah, probably not. Probably better than Portuguese. So why have you never been to Cuba? Been to Cuba, Alex?
I'm on my way.
But did your parents not the soldiers? Yeah. Sin Pina, see? But did your parents not bring you when you were younger?
No, it was difficult to go.
Yeah.
When I was a kid. It's easier now.
Your kids, well, your wife Latina, so your kids, do they see themselves as Latinos?
Partially. My wife's American, she's Anglo. Again, she's a UK mutt.
Yeah. Do they speak Spanish?
Very little, and that's, well, it's partly by choice. Both of my daughters are dyslexic.
Dyslexia, yeah.
Yeah. Actually, the Brits are on the forefront of dyslexia.
Really?
Research and teaching and education.
Yeah, I listened to a podcast yesterday. Have you heard of GQ magazine?
GQ Mag?
Yeah. So the editor of that is dyslexic.
Yeah.
I was listening to a podcast.
Yeah.
I mean, it's very much one of those things that was considered a disability that's sort of very easily overcome. Like nowadays, it's nothing. There's like so many successful people who've got dyslexia.
Yeah. I wouldn't necessarily say it's easy to overcome, but it's very. So, both my daughters, I mean, they're killing it now. I mean, they're just killing it. But they got great help at school, and then at home, I kind of became their primary tutor at home.
Yeah.
And so, you asked me.
Do they speak Spanish?
Oh.
They don't speak.
Well, when they were very little, which is the time to really start speaking another language, they were struggling a lot in school, and there was a lot of dyslexia, there's a lot of testing, and there's a lot of special help, and there's a lot of, you know. So I made the conscious decision, rightly or wrongly, not to give them something else.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, so I'm kind of starting to do it now. Now that they're you know, things are a lot easier for them. It's still not as easy as it is for some kids. But
so what do you do with the kids?
I'm sorry?
What do you do with the kids? You said that you're here to help.
Oh.
How would you explain that? In short. If possible.
Well, so I've always done stuff for kids. When I was 12, one of my mother's friends in the neighborhood, so we grew up in Miami, she had a kid. She had a little son. And she chose as the godparents for the son, she chose my mother and me.
Yeah.
Because I was crazy about the, you know, I've always been crazy about kids, always. And the smaller, the better, you know. So I've just always had a thing for kids, you know. And So I left FinTech full time about a year and a half ago. I've always done stuff with kids in the Latin American community, always. I've taught English at churches at night.
Yeah.
I've donated old cars to organizations that take them. I've always done lots of things. When we have furniture or toys or big things like that that we need to get rid of because the girls are getting too old or whatever, I put them in the car. I drive 10 minutes to the Latin neighborhood in our area, you know, where the working class folks live. Take everything out of the car, put it on the sidewalk really quickly, and just drive away.
Yeah. How long is it there for?
5 minutes. So I'm a private tutor now back home.
In what?
In anything for kids, but in particular for kids with learning disabilities. So my specialty is dyslexia. I know a little about it. But you know, I've got a girl who's has attention deficit disorder. She's got a sight problem. And so anything to do with kids. I'm also a substitute teacher.
Yeah.
So I substitute the schools. And so a couple years ago, I started traveling down here more. You know, I'm thinking about the next 55 years.
Yeah.
Right?
Dude, not I just, like it. Wow. The next 155 years, you mean?
Dude, we're going to live so long, you're not going to want to be alive anymore. You know, it's true. It happens to people. You know, they're in their 80s and 90s, they're like, I don't want to live anymore. But, so when I come down here, I go to orphanages.
To do what? Like to visit?
Yes, and then to sponsor.
Yeah.
I usually like to sponsor the little girls, because I have girls, and I adore them. I mean, I'll sponsor anybody, but I have, you know, there's a number of orphanages in Costa Rica, Guatemala, Nicaragua.
What about you do sponsor, or do you visit?
But I'm in the process also now of, you know, what they often really need from us.
Yeah.
Right? So then I'm in the process of, I go back and I start to make presentations and stuff like that, and I say,
get a big donation.
Fucking money. That's what we need. That's what they need. It's money. They need a lot of things.
Who do you present to?
Anybody and everybody who...
Well, like,
you familiar with Rotary?
Yes. We met some girls who started their own Rotary in Guatemala.
In where?
Guatemala.
Yeah.
In Antigua.
You guys are Rotarians. You guys are Rotarians.
But it's a members club, right?
Yeah.
Are you a member? Are you a...
I've been on and off for 30 years. I'm sorry, I have trouble with my hearing, James.
Is there like one below that almost like a level?
Well, it's almost like a more local version, isn't it? Like they're...
No, it was something like... I swear, is there like a Rotary... Is it called Rotaract? And then Rotary?
Well, there's... Rotaract is a part... Kind of within Rotary. It's just like they formed their own kind of thing within Rotary because they do more nonprofit give back. They do a lot of trips, so they'll organize dentists and go to Guatemala and do free dentistry on their vacations for 2 weeks.
Yeah, they did do something about these doctors. It's kind of more like project based. Like,
yeah, they do. In particular, I'm sorry. And well, there's also Rotoplast, Plast for plastic surgery. What those guys do and gals, they go to places around the world they can't afford, and they do cleft palate surgeries. You know what cleft palate is?
No.
You've seen them. If you see the picture, it's just little kids are born and it's like the two sides of the jaws, whatever. There's like a gap in the lips, often also in the dentures. There's just like a gap. It's a cleft, and it's somewhat easily fixable with surgery, with elective surgery. But you can live your whole life with a cleft palate and be fine. So in a place like
they're not going to pay for that.
Right, you can't get cleft palate surgery in El Salvador. You're just not going to. So they go and they do this. Whenever you come in contact with anybody in Rotary and anything, talk to them, and they're your type. They're mostly business people and stuff like that, and there's a little bit of networking and a little bit.
Yeah.
But that's not really Rotarians are about, I'm really fucking lucky and
I want to give a bit back.
Yeah. That's what they're all about. And they're good people. They're solid as a rock.
Yeah, them girls we met, they were like doing a lot. And they were just a local thing. So they were, they're almost fighting a losing battle because it's hard to get people to donate or to run projects. But they were, because you rely on volunteers a lot you do a project.
How long have you guys been in Colombia?
Colombia, just like a month, two months.
6-7 weeks?
Yeah.
And how'd you get this wrong?
So we went on the walking tour in Communa 13 and we just spoke to the lady who did it and said, is there any volunteering? And she was like, yeah, come and play football. And then
this one through?
That was that one. And then the next one was we got another contact because we just asked people if there were any volunteering opportunities and we emailed and we got in touch with a lady who set up her own. So she was an engineer and she set up her own ONG to get volunteers she provides volunteers to ONGs in Communa 13 and she's got loads of projects on. So, and we just went up there and now we've done that a few times and because we're leaving next week, we were like, oh, Jimbo said, oh, that'd be great if we showed them this because they invited us back to their house and gave us some fruit and like their apartment's the size of this kitchen. And I don't think they've got a big TV and a sofa like we have in this hostel. So
all that fruit to give away, really. Ideally.
We were told they have like some of the kids have one meal a day, so it's like they're struggling. Sort of.
All right. So they'll be here at noon or 1 o'clock.
1 o'clock. Yeah.
How long will they be here?
So I think they're gonna leave about 5. So we're gonna watch a movie and then order some pizza, right. And go and like chill out and have some pizza or whatever.
Okay. I've only got 2 days in Medellin, but I'll be back by at the latest 2-ish, 3-ish.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, don't cut your days completely short.
What can I bring? Can I buy how many kids are we talking?
Ten.
Just ten.
like, it's just not to, the hostel, yeah, to, yeah, the hostel, yeah, to agree with it. Like,
yeah, yeah, they were cool, but you don't want to.
Kind of noise.
What do they need? Do they really fucking need? Do they need? Do they need clothes? Do they need?
Well, we've got a big donation box there full of clothes from Celtic Football Club, which is a big soccer club in Scotland. I don't know if you know it, but
I've heard of it. Yeah.
We wrote to them, and they sent. They have a foundation basically, and they. It's like a very charitable club, and they sent us a big clothes. But, I mean, that will close some of them. I mean, I don't know, Jim. What would you say they need?
Or what would they like? I mean, look, you know, sometimes I took the girls. So I met this, you know, this woman was the one cleaning where I was staying, you know, she's Afro-Colombian, and she has a wonderful smile, she's like my age or whatever, you know,
yeah.
We just became friends, we're just friends, but, so she has an 11-year-old daughter who's living with her, she has a 14-year-old son who lives close by, who I met yesterday. And then she has the 18-year-old daughter who's also with her and married to this nice guy. But I took the girls, I took the 18-year-old and the 11-year-old, I took them to the Capurganá, which is the, you know, the bigger town that's,
yeah,
right around the corner, 10 minutes away, just to go buy something to wear that you want, you know, something that you want, you know, whatever, buy a dress or buy whatever you want, you know,
yeah,
so that it's not all about, you know, I just gotta get food on the table every day, you know, don't get...
Just have a treat.
Yeah.
That's the whole kind of point of today, was just to, like, have a one day, I was gonna do a school trip or something, you know, like,
yeah,
and just a nice day out, something that I've never had before. Yeah.
Right. So, I mean, you know, I can buy them, we call them cookies, I guess you guys call them biscuits, you know, I can buy them, like, you know, bags of whatever the fuck they want,
sweets.
Or I can buy them, yeah, sweets, or I can buy them ice cream, you know?
Yeah.
I could do that. I should bring, if you're going to have pizza.
So the idea is we're going to order pizza. The hostel, the boss of the hostel said he's going to chip in a bit, but we don't know how much. That's why we started this little donation box,
okay,
as well. Because we were, but, so I mean, so like the idea is we're getting some ice cream as well if we get enough in the donation.
Okay.
Which we probably do. But,
well, I put in 5,000, so, and, you know, I'm happy to help with a little more, you know. So, you can, whatever you guys want, all right? But you can put it this way. You can count on me for, you know, another 10.
Yeah.
All right? However you want to,
yeah,
do it or whatever.
Yeah,
I would like to buy them something.
Yeah.
You know, a box of Oreos or...
Yeah, anything like that.
You know.
Something they can take away and have later.
Yeah, you know what, that would be a good idea. The box of Oreos, like the bigger box,
yeah,
has little packets in it, so we could give,
yeah,
one of them to take away,
yeah,
with,
yeah,
for,
yeah,
later.
All right.
Or for their mum or something.
Okay, I'll bring that.
We appreciate it, boss.
Yeah, no, listen.
It's nice to be nice, huh?
I always tell people, dude, I get back so much more than... I was so I got to know the mom a little bit, you know, just, and then the daughter, the youngest one, she's 11. You gotta see this kid. Like,
cute.
No, that's not the word for it. She's like, and always smiling.
Yeah.
Always smiling. Like stunning. Like stunning. Like, you know, I first met her, I was like, oh my god. But, you know, I say that about most kids, so, you know. But she's like, and then she's always smiling, and then she's really bright. You can tell she's a bright kid. And so I asked her, so what do you want to do? She's only 11. I wasn't expecting,
yeah,
anything. She says, I'm going to be a doctor.
That's good to hear.
She said, I'm going to be a doctor. She didn't say, I want to be a doctor. She said, I'm going to be. I said, okay. So this one's going to get stuck with me. So anyway, so yeah, so I before I left, as I was getting on the boat in the morning, I gave the mom. So I took them to go buy something in the town the day before. And she bought a shirt that she liked, and her sister bought something else, whatever. And as I was getting on the boat yesterday morning to leave, I gave the mother every last dime I had on
me. Cash.
I had $1. I kept $1. Because you can't get cash in Sapsuru.
Yeah,
you can't get it.
Yeah.
Like, there's... You have to go to Kapurganai. And in Kapurganai, when I went to get cash, you know, there's no bank or nothing. The guy sets up a little bit. You know how much he wanted to charge me for cash out of my credit card? My debit card? 15%.
Yeah.
I said, 15%? I said, dude, you should use a gun. I said, dude, come on. No, because I said...
It's the market, captured market.
Yeah. We should go start a fucking business right next door to him. Thank you. 50%, you fucking asshole.
It's funny you said about the Rotary, though. We haven't really heard about that since we met them people in Guatemala.
Yeah. And they're also worldwide.
Yeah,
they're
worldwide.
We looked into it
when we found out about it.
They eradicated polio. The Rotarians eradicated polio. They did it.
Yeah.
It makes an appearance every now and then, like somewhere. You know, it'll pop up again in somewhere in Africa or somewhere in Asia or whatever. But they'll go and they eradicated polio. That's no joke. Hey, what's my best bet to the stairs? Or what should I do first, the stairs or the museum, the memorial museum?
Stations.
What, for the museum? We got the metro, didn't we? There's that little
tram. It's on the other side, isn't it? Yeah, you're probably better off just going one way or the other. What's up, bro? It's a breakfast.
Yeah.
Morning. What would you like? Just write down scrambled or.
He's gonna print up a map for you and I'll show you where the place is.
Well, thanks. Let me get changed, I'll be back in a minute.
Amazing or what, guys? For a big Cuban American, not that I know many, Alex clearly had a heart of gold and he helped a lot of people and plans to help a lot more. And it actually reminds me to get back in touch with him after what we're doing right now in Medellin, which of course you can follow at Just Three Amigos on Instagram and YouTube and Twitter, Facebook, the rest. If you think this is a good conversation, please share this on your social media and with someone you might think get value from it. It might be your mum or your dad who are counting down their days in their 50s when really they have so much time to go and they should take some inspiration from Alex, because they shouldn't be waiting for retirement or dying or whatever they want to wait for. They still have a lot to offer. There's still plenty more time. Thanks for listening. Have a bloody brilliant day. Be good, be happy, be grateful. Don't forget to follow us on Instagram at Just Three Amigos to see how we're helping the kids in Communa 13 still today. And for any other updates, you can follow my personal Instagram at DO'Neill05. Adios, amigos. Hasta luego.